Back to School on FOSS 107.
Okay, so it's lunchtime, and with me I've got...
Janelle.
Emily.
So, Janelle, I hear you're the head gardener, is that right?
Yes.
How did you get that position?
It's not, like, a position, it's, like, if you're, like, one of the people that, like, are more, like
from the garden.
From the garden, and you don't, like, talk. You, like, when you're, like, giving stuff people to do, you, like, kind of, like order it a bit more bossy. Yeah.
I like that word. So explain what's going on today, because this is lunchtime and you've got a lot of your friends and colleagues around here, but you're all busy getting ready. This is a bit of a competition, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a potato competition, who can grow the biggest and the heaviest.
We're going to weigh them at the end.
For each class.
And how long is this going to take, do you think, for the potatoes to grow?
About 3 months,
wasn't
it?
3 months or something.
So these are what are called early potatoes, are they?
I'm guessing they won't be late, because
that'll be August, September. You'll be gone by then. So tell us exactly what it is you're doing today then.
Today we're filling up our pots or the bags, and then we're going to plant them, and then we're going to try if we can move them into the classrooms.
Oh, okay. You see, when I was at this school originally, a number of years ago, we had a jam jar and we had a broad bean. And we dropped it down the side and we put some, blotting paper. And we used to let it grow up. We stood them all in the window in the other side of the school. And that was it for us. But this is fantastic. What else have you got around here as well?
We've grew cauliflower, strawberries,
sweet peas,
garlic,
parsley,
coriander. We've grown a lot of stuff.
I think we've...
Basil as well.
And who else have we got here? What's your name?
Isabel.
And are you part of the club as well?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your success rate been on growing stuff? Has anything not grown properly?
We planted some tomatoes last year, but they weren't successful.
What happened?
They just didn't grow, and then they all died.
We planted quite a few, and then we had in the end one.
Yeah,
one tomato.
One.
Wow! And what's the most successful thing you've ever grown in here? Do you would say?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Really, they do well.
And last year we made a soup and put everything.
Grew. I was just going to say what happens to all the produce you grow, but you turn it into a soup then, do you?
Or we put it in the salad cart.
We have a salad cart in our hall.
I've just seen that at lunchtime. Yeah. So you put it in there. So you're responsible for feeding the rest of the school then, girls. And Kai's joined us as well. You're dead keen on the garden, Kai, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what is it that you most enjoy about this?
Probably that a lot of my friends do it.
We know you're doing potatoes. The girls have told us that. Is there a special way you've had to plant the potato in the dirt today?
What we've done, we've had to fill a large bucket with lots of room so more potatoes can grow. We just fill it up and then put the potato on top so it can start sprouting over the potatoes.
You see that potato there? They have eyes on them, don't they?
Yeah, that's...
Have you planted it a certain way, up or down?
Up, mainly, because that's how the roots can start growing the potatoes.
Okay, so you're doing it the right way then?
Yeah.
Have you had any success yourself in the garden before?
No, I've just started this year.
Oh,
we have
you?
Had a little bit of success this year, as we've had flowers coming through.
Good, let me ask you something. So, you're learning how to grow stuff here.
Yeah.
Do your parents grow anything at home?
A lot, and my grandparents do. They've got a giant garden to grow.
So, have you got a plot of that you're going to earmark for yourself?
Not really.
Why? You've got all the experience from here. Get in there and beat your dad.
This is mine.
This is yours? What, all of this?
Yeah, this is basically ours.
Right, okay. Well, good luck with it. And we hope that at least you get a good crop off your potatoes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to school on FOSS 107.